Rosh Chodesh from Siman Tafid Zayin and Tafid Ches and Tafid Tes and perhaps one or two other items. The Mechaber begins in Tafid Zayin by saying that Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basiyas Malacha, that there's no Issa Malacha in Rosh Chodesh, and the Mechaber says the Hanoshim Shenaga Shalom Asas Ba Malacha Uminat Tov. Women who have the practice not to do Malacha, that's considered to be something which is praiseworthy. And the Rama ends from the Beis Yosef, "Din amina basas mixas v'lochas v'lo lasas k'sason, azina basar amina." The minute is that which is kovea, which v'lochas are asar, which v'lochas are mutar. There's a long video halacha over here, where he goes back and forth, what exactly is the intention of the Mechaber? The Mechaber says the Rosh Chodesh is mutar basias v'lochas. The marker for this is the Tesis in Masech Chagiga, Nachim Ches, as Mr. Brewer quotes. We know that there are days that there is an Issa Malacha. Namely, Shabbos is also a Malacha, Yom Tov is also a Malacha. Chol HaMoed, there is a quasi Issa Malacha. But there's a Gemara Megillah, Mr. Brewer also refers to this Gemara, and Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Beis, Kol She'esh Bo Meshubita Malacha, Karin Gimel. We go on Tisha B'Av. The Kol She'esh Bo Meshubita Malacha, now the Gemara said the following: days in which there is no Issa Malacha, Kol She'esh Bo Meshubita Malacha. So we only read three aliyahs. We call three people to the Torah, such as Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is a minhag not to do Malacha. It's a Mishnah Pesachim, but it's only a minhag. It's not Bikur Adin. So since there's no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av, we minimize the number of olim la Torah. Mashen Kein, the Gemara says in Megillah, Kol She'ein Bo Meshubita Malacha, where Malacha apparently is not permissible, so therefore we have more time. If you have more time, you can call another Aliyah. Chol HaShemayim Rosh Chodesh Kol Dar Kuvim. So Taisa there on the spot points out that the Issa Malacha is limited to women, but a man is Mutar B'Malacha. The Mishnah Berurah himself tells you over here right away at the very beginning that the marker for this minhag is a Pirkei D'Avodah, because since women did not participate in the Chela Egel, therefore Rosh Chodesh was given to them as a kind of Yom Tov. But as I indicated a moment ago, the first Bi'a Halacha, the Siman Tafid Zayin, has a lengthy discussion. What exactly is the nature of this so-called Issa Malacha that exists on Rosh Chodesh? Because offhand, we don't understand what the makar for Issa Malacha Rosh Chodesh is. Usually, when do we have an Issa Malacha? If we have a Kedush Sayom, a day that has an inherent sanctity, whatever the Torah says, Mikol Kol Ishi Alachem, Kol Lecha Sachar Lo'Sasu, such as Yom Tov, such as Shabbos, then we understand Issa Malacha. But the question is, a Rosh Chodesh which has no Kedush Sayom, what exactly is the nature of the Issa Malacha? And as I mentioned, apparently it's only an Issa Malacha that was accepted upon women, and men have no concept of any Issa Malacha related to Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'a Halacha, has a lengthy discussion on the following issue. Is this something that all of the Benos Yisrael will become upon themselves as one Kamali? And if that's the case, the Dorei Doros, all women are obligated in whatever Issa Malacha is relevant to Rosh Chodesh, are obligated in it? Or do we assume that only individual women who accept it upon themselves not to do Malacha Rosh Chodesh, they're the ones essentially who follow this practice? And it's a minhag. And a minhag, we know, is something which is not necessarily accepted universally, but different communities and different individuals have different minhagim. And not every individual woman is necessarily mechuyah to accept this practice of not doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That is the hakira of the Mishnah Berurah. And he basically goes back and forth. The entire Mishnah Berurah, back and forth, till the end. Mishnah Berurah says at the end, he writes the following, that he refers to the Magen Avraham. And he says that even the Magen Avraham is known that shall kol panim kol bas Yisrael mechuyavas linog lifrosh al kol panim in mitzvahs melachas v'shiyei hevdel ben yom zeh v'shari v'sachol. And the Mishnah Berurah's mashma that every single Jewish woman in some form of fashion should have some sort of a minog not to do melacha in order to distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and shari v'achol. Because as I said, the problem that the Mishnah Berurah is wrestling with is what's the makar for this Issa Malacha? He quotes the Pirkei D'Avodah, women didn't participate in the Chela Egel. But as I said a moment ago, b'chozos, there's no Kedush Sayom, there's no basis for the Issa Malacha Rosh Chodesh. Malacha is only also when I have a Kedush Sayom, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Even Chalamoy, as I said, there's a big machlokes for Rishonim, but Malacha is Asim in HaTorah, Malacha is Asim in HaRabbanon. But the question is, what is the nature of Issa Malacha with Rebbe Tzvi Rosh Chodesh? Where does it come from? What's the basis for it? There are several possibilities that also are already implied in the Mishnah Berurah as well. One possibility the Mishnah Berurah indicates is the following. There's a carbon that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. What carbon am I talking about? Carbon Musa. That's why we done Musa in Rosh Chodesh. And whenever you have a carbon that's brought, there's a Taisis in Sachim, in the beginning of Perek Magav Shenago, the very famous Taisis. Taisis called the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi is talking about, on a daily basis, we bring a carbon Tamash Shal Shachar, carbon Tamash Shal Abayim. And the Gemara says, a few places in Shas, in Tainis and Erev, the Gemara says that when he's to bring a carbon Eitzim, there were individuals who donated Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. That day for them was on the Yom of Issa Malacha. They didn't do work on that day. That day was a Yom Tov. Anytime a person brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, that day is a Yom Tov for him, and therefore there's an Issa Malacha. The Rambam passes like the Halacha in Klei HaMikdash, he brings it down. And that day is also Asim Esrim, the Tainis, Asim Asiyas Malacha. So Taisim Tzachim suggests that if this is the case, and this is the basis of Yerushalmi, that every day should be an Issa Malacha. Since every day we bring a carbon tummy, all of Klal Yisrael, every day should be also a malacha. Of course, Taisa's answer is that would be an impossible situation. I mean, we might enjoy it, not having to do work every single day. But the fact of the matter is that there is a special carbon that one brings on Rosh Chodesh. That's the carbon Musaf, and apparently that seems to be the makar for the Issa malacha of Rosh Chodesh. It was on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, the Issa malacha mitzad Yusayon. Yom Tov Mikakodesh Yalachem Kavalach Zavol Losasu. Shabbos the Torah says Losasu Kav Malacha. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the reason why it's Asim Malacha because of a carbon Musaf. But that presents another problem. So if that's the case, why is it limited to women? Why is the Malacha the Issa Malacha? If there is an Issa Malacha, why is it limited only to women? And this is not clear, to be very honest with you, but it's clear from Mishnah Berurah, at least the impression I have from Mishnah Berurah. There are three different types of days. There's one day where the Etzem Malach itself is Asr, such as Shabbos. There's a day where Cholamoy, where the Etzem Malach is not necessarily Asr, because if it would be Asr, how do Chazal distinguish between different types of Malacha? Davar Ave, Davar She'en Ave. So apparently that's somewhere in between. And there's what you have to do in Cholamoy, you have to, that's Mishavur's Mashma, you have to be Miyachid Yom as a Yom of Mikra Kodesh. Requires, and the Mishnah writes already, apparently it's a famous Mishnah, it says, what's the problem of doing Malach and Cholamoy? It falls under one category, and Mavazes Amoados. There's a bizarre to the Moed, the Cholamoy, if a person does Malach and Cholamoy. And that's why the Gemara says, Asr Nakasav, Masar Nachachamim. It's given over to decide which Malachas and Cholamoy are Mutta, which Malachas are Asr. They are Kobea, what's called a Bizu. The Lashon of Amam is, Kidesh Lo Yia Kishahayom. Because you have days that Malach is Asr Be'etzem, that the Malach itself, you're not allowed to do Malach, such as we said on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, Kamalach Sabon Vasas, that the Rabban Chumash, Rabban Vachal between, based on the Mishnah Megillah, but the Rabban is Vedag in Lashon of the Pasuk. The Torah says, by Yom Tov, Kamalach Sabon Vasas, by Shabbos, what does it say? Losas and Kamalach. So the Rabban, based on that distinction, points out that Malach is Ochel Nevesh, Amut Ran Yom Tov. That's the Mishnah Megillah, Ein Ben Yom Tov Lashabbos, Ochel Nevesh Bolvad. Based on that language. But you see that, the way the Rabban defines it, that a Cholamoy, we don't want Cholamoy to be Kishah Yomim. So the Tachlis HaIsur is not the Malacha. But we want to somehow identify, or if you will, accentuate the element of Mikra Kodesh that's in Cholamoy. And now we have the third element, which of course is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, as I said, apparently there is an element of the Karban Musaf, and that Karban Musaf apparently creates an Issur Malacha. But since the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh is really not a carbon yachid, it's not a carbon yachid which each individual brings, that day would be nisa malacha for him. It's a carbon tzibur. So kind of it's a carbon tzibur. Who's the balak carbon? Klal Yisrael. And it's enough that a part of Klal Yisrael will accept upon themselves not to do malacha, and women, because of the pirkei avos, accept upon themselves not to do malacha, they didn't participate in the cheder ego. So that's sufficient as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, that that they are the ones who don't do malacha. Certain types of malacha they don't do. The other problem is the language of the Gemara Megillah, and the Mishnah Berurah wrestles with this. That the Gemara says in Megillah, kol she'en bo, shouldn't be the malacha, you have four kruim. You have an extra aliyah that you have in Rosh Chodesh because there's ein bo, shouldn't be the malacha. We're not worried about the Issa malacha. But again, as I said, the assumption is that, and that's the assumption of all the famous sugis of Masechet Megillah, how many olden latorah do we have? So which day do we have the most olden? Shabbos. Shabbos has the greatest Zusayah. Next to it is Yom Kippur. Then we go down. And then on Rosh Chodesh we have, in Chol HaMoed, we have four Olam LaTorah, which already indicates that apparently there is some sort of, even though I wouldn't call it Dusayom, but there is some sort of distinctiveness to the day, and because of that distinctiveness, that's the assumption somehow, based on that, that we assume that there is an element of what the Gemara calls Kol Sheva Mishum Bita Malacha, but it's enough that women accept it upon themselves, and they are part of Klal Yisrael, and that's sufficient to fit the Gemara in Megillah that says, Kol Sheva Mishum Bita Malacha. It's a very complicated issue. And you see that the Mishnah Berurah is wrestling with it tremendously to try to figure out where exactly the Issa Malacha of Rosh Chodesh comes from. Okay, that's item number one. And it might also, yeah.
Why does it seem that most women don't do this nowadays? And
so
and if so, what woman does it, which malacha should she abstain from?
Generally, let me ask you, since Isaac had mentioned, let's take a poll here. Are you aware that anybody here, either their wives, not the members of the yeshiva, I hope not yet, but the wives of the rabbeim of the yeshiva, or for that matter, any of your mothers don't do malacha Rosh Chodesh? Anyone aware of it? Anybody here? Your wife does not do malacha Rosh Chodesh. My wife also. My wife got married. My wife told me that a certain day she doesn't do malacha. She told me that at the very beginning. The very
what
after.
Kind of malacha?
One second, I'll get to the moment. One is, it doesn't work actually. Rishon HaShaneh is Dolkos by Ner Chanukah. Number two, she doesn't do malacha Motzei Shabbos. That's a Tosfos in Pesachim, of course, Yerushalmi. I was not aware of it, but my wife may be aware of it. Number three, she said on Rosh Chodesh. Generally, the work that's not done, I assume, talking about sewing and things of that sort. Cooking is always permissible.
Sewing, washing.
Yeah, I think most of the men don't sew during that those times as well.
Men generally don't, are not generally involved in sewing. Generally, those two areas are the areas of malacha that we're talking about, but there are women, I know a number of women, who actually, when we count upon themselves, not to do malacha on the Rosh Chodesh. It's actually a masor to my family. It goes back down to the Dori Doros. I don't think it's something which is, you're saying it's unusual, you're saying it's extraordinary. Mr. Brewer, the B'Alachi here, has a lengthy discussion. He says that he writes, Le'inyon shelotasot b'shum malacha. Apparently there were women who didn't do any work at all. So I was worried about that when I got married. But Mr. Brewer said, that's totally on Mino. Imishar shegola naga lasas mixas malachas eng lesser alea. We never saw such a minute in Klal Yisrael that all women did not do any type of malacha, or shchadish, that's something which is apparently unheard of. But there is apparently a minog, and I didn't do a statistical study. But just one other element which I think also might be relevant to this, and this is a very significant element also in halacha, also discussed here by the Mishnah Berurah. There's a famous Shita Saraybin, and actually the Rambam is also Yadua, and I myself saw one or two Marabeim that on Rosh Chodesh, when they said Halal, you know that we say Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says a few places in Shas that the Rab came to Babel, he saw they said Chatzi Halal, he wanted to stop them, and then he realized when they were saying Halal B'dilog, they were skipping Pasuk Halal, he realized it's a Minog. So he said, Kadirad, there was such a Minog in Babel, and Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know such a Minog. Meaning I was saying the Idea. But the question whether you make a bracha on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. There's a famous Ravid. The Ravid says that you don't make a bracha on the Hallel of Chol HaMoed Pesach because it's a minhag. And there, if you don't make a bracha on the minhag, this is the subject of famous Tosfos in Sukkah. You look in the Sefer Rishim HaShiurim, discussed at great length. The Rav discussed it actually in the Shurim at Sukkah. Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam is a briskov on that, a very famous briskov on that Tosfos. And here, also, Rosh Chodesh, the Ravid says, you do make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? So, Lashon HaRavid is, Mibnei Pirsum HaChodesh. There's apparently an Indian of being Mepharsim the Chodesh. And that we saw here also in Halacha. What happens if a person forgets Yalav Yavo at nighttime in Ma'ariv? Let's say Ma'ariv, you're supposed to say Yalav Yavo because the day begins Hayom HaLechacha HaLaiva. So what's the din? Do you go back to Yalav Yavo? No. The Gemara says at the end of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, the reason is because in the Kachar is HaChodesh Ba'Laiva. And many Rishonim explain that, that's what Mishnah Berurah quotes here also. The basis of that is because the din of mentioning Yalav Yavo is based on probably the Gemara Brachas Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But that's only day that has a dusayom. Rosh Chodesh has a dusayom. So apparently it's an inyan of being mefarsim the chag. Namely, there's a mitzvah achadish zel achel rosh chadashim, a mitzvah kviyas achadish shabedman avriya, kviyas achadish with Tolian Bezin. They're the ones who will koveya the chadashim. Hillel Sheni came and he introduce the calendar. Once you introduce the calendar, what happened to the mitzvah Kriyas HaChodesh? The answer is that we also are still involved in the mitzvah Kriyas HaChodesh, except we don't have a bezin to do the Maisa Kriya. The fact that we are careful regarding Rosh Chodesh and the Mo'adin, that itself already is Tovei the Mo'ed. Whatever the case is, there is a mitzvah, there's an inyan of the Mepharsim the Chodesh. So I'll bet you once suggested that's why we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael V'Nomer Amen. The language of the Nusach of the Birchas HaChodesh has in it Chaverim Kol Yisrael. And that, and we announce Rosh Chodesh will be on day X or day Y, so that itself is a din of Pirsum, part of the mitzvah of Pirsum. So the Rabbi apparently held that a din of Pirsum is also seen in the fact of what that you say, even though Rosh Chodesh is only a minute to say Chatzeh Hallel, say Chatzeh Hallel the Bracha, that's part of the din of Pirsum of Rosh Chodesh. So that might also be perhaps that maybe the Issa Malacha of Rosh Chodesh is also based on that. Issa Malacha emanates from the mitzvah of Pirsum HaChodesh. Since the din, you have to be passing the chedesh, also that leads to an isim alacha. That's a bit of a chedesh, but it could be. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what it might be based on.
What's the kasha with the chote and during chedah egel?
Yeah, what about it? Yeah.
So, saying, how does that connect to Rosh Chodesh?
The truth is that it is no connection, no inherent connection. The only connection is that we're giving Rosh Chodesh a yom tov because the parkin is made in the egel. But there's no one, Rabbi Olson is right, there's no inherent connection between Rosh Chodesh and that event of the Cheder Egel per se. And might also be, maybe another possibility, Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this Ramban. The Ramban, everyone knows that there's a big Machlokes of Rishonim, and I assume people are aware of it, is Halal, Adin D'Oraisa, or Adin D'Avodah. So there's a stira, the two Gemaras, the Brachas Yudalad, Megillah Yudalad, Kayadua, whether Halal is Adin D'Avodah, or Adin D'Oraisa. So the answer to that stira is essentially the following. That Halal B'Shas Hanes is a Din D'Oraisa, and years subsequent to that, Halal is a Din D'Rabbanan. Zechon Hanes, the Halal is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So there's a Ramban who quotes, the Ramban defends the Bahag. The Bahag contended that Halal is actually a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. He counts an entire Mitzvah. And the Ramban attacks him, the way the Ramban always attacks the Bahag. And the Ramban, as he always defends the Bahag, also defends the Bahag. And the Ramban says that Halal is always D'Rabbanan. With the exception, the Ramban says that Leil HaSeder. So therefore, in general, we assume that Hallel is the Din Rabbanan with the exception of Leil HaSeder. And the Rabban says that no, he defends the Baal. He says Hallel and Yom is the Din D'Oraisa. The question is, what's the Mechayim to say Hallel? So the Rabban says the Mechayim to say Hallel is the Mitzvah of Simcha. Simchas Yom Tov. Part of Simchas Yom Tov is the obligation to say Hallel. And now the question is, what about Hallel and Rosh Chodesh B'Gvulin? Outside of the Mesa Mikdash B'Pashas, there is no Din of Simcha. But there's a very famous Ramban that Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes that in the Beis HaMikdash, Hallel, Rosh Chodesh is a Din D'Oraisa. It's a mitzvah of Simcha based on the pasuk of Ba'aloyscha, where the Torah says, "Uv'yom Simchasim u'adeichem Rosh Chodeshem, u'skata v'chatzoyser esal v'asechem al zimche shaleichem, v'ayil lachem v'zikor v'leil lokechem v'ni Hashem lokechem." So you see that apparently that there's an inyan in the Rosh Chodesh and in the Beis HaMikdash, a Din of Simcha. Rav Soloveitchik, by the way, with that also wanted to defend the another thesis that he had that is very, very famous. That there's also mitzvah Simcha and Shabbos. He has a Sifrei. Sifrei says, "V'yom Simchasim." That same pasuk, "V'yom Shabbos." That "V'yom Simchasim" Adeichem refers to Shabbos. It's very clear from Gemara's all over Shas. There's no mitzvah Simcha and Shabbos. Yeah, Mishnah is against this idea. The fact that Shabbos we can still have avelus. On Yom Tov, there's no avelus. The Gemara says, "No ikotin." Osi asay the rabbim, b'dochi asay the yochid. The Aseh the Rabbim, Samach the Bachagecha, overrides the Aseh the Yochid, Rashi calls the Pasuk in the Yo, Ebel Yochid Asilach. But on Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Samachta. There's no din of Simcha on Shabbos, even though someone asked me, we say in the Zmiras, Ondeg the Gam Simcha, Vahem Lo Ashka. But don't take that too literally. But whatever the case is, there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos, takes the rights of Moikotin. Clearly, Moshe is saying to Moikotin that the reason why Avelos is Chal on Shabbos, Bitsina, Avavahesia, because there's no Stira. The reason why there's no Avelos and Yom Tov is there's still a contradiction between Avelos and Yom Tov, right? Avelos is Avelos, and Simcha is Simcha. The two can never the twain shall meet. They can't coexist. However, on Shabbos, there's no Stira, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. There's mitzvah only Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of Simcha. That's what the rights of Moikotin, and many Rishonim say that as well. However, the Rav had this Sifrei, Uv'yom Simchaschem Zeru HaShabbos. So apparently there is some measure of Simcha and Shabbos. The Rav said that's the reason why there's a distinction between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Who davens Nusach Sfarad here? So Nusach Sfarad, you say Yisbuchu Malchusla. How many times do you say it on Shabbos?
Twice, I believe.
Friday night you say Yitzchuk Malchusra?
Yes.
Shabbos morning you say it?
Yes.
Shabbos Musaf?
Oh, Musaf, yeah.
So far you say it three times?
Yeah.
What about Minchav Shabbos? You sure?
Yes.
What else can Ashkenazim say Yitzchuk Malchusra? Only one time, Musaf. So the Rav said, the reason for that is based on this Ramban. Since Ramban said the same Ramitzis, that in the Beit HaMikdash, whenever you have a government Musaf, such as even Rosh Chodesh, Din of Simcha, same thing applies to Shabbos as well. And the one, there's a long arichas about this in the Absalvetsi said the Hesped for Rabbi Gold, Zechem Lebracha. And that Hesped, the Rav speaks of Ishra Shchedesh, he discusses this actually. And also Rabbi Ganak in his Sefer has a long arichas on this topic as well. And Rav Shechri refers to it, and Mikra Kedesh refers to it, it's all over the place. This Ramban, the Rav popularized this Ramban, no question. Before we discovered the Ramban, it was not Yadua. Not well known, if you have these 90. I never heard of Ramban until I heard about something to talk about it. Anyway, coming back to all this issue, and that's the issue of Rosh Chodesh in terms of the Issa Melacha. So it might very well be, so I'm saying that since there is an element of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's interesting because we saw here also, we did learn this halacha, the Tafid Ches, Rosh Chodesh Asa Betanis. This is the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that the Issa Raisa, the first time Rosh Chodesh. Where does that come from? Perakim El Zedar. Where does that Issa come from? When is there an Isser, shall we say, of Tainus? What day is Asa B'Tainus? What day in Halacha? Yom Tov is Asa B'Tainus. Shabbos, of course, is that true? Shabbos Asa B'Tainus? Well, Yom Kippur, you fast. It's not Asa B'Tainus. But I mean, I'm saying which day, what's the din of Shabbos? Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos?
No.
What kind of fast can you have on Shabbos? Tainus Chalom, that's what the Gemara says. You have to be mashal, the Gemara said. But Lama Shaneh, the fact of the matter is that, but I was Chodesh. Why is Tainus Asa B'Tainus? The very strange statement, the Mechav Kassim of this Lahalacha. So there, again, what is exactly, what creates the Issa? What creates the Issa Tainus and Rosh Chodesh? And we'll get to the next item in a moment, namely Mitzvah Laharis Besudas Rosh Chodesh. I don't know how many people are makbid on that. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Rambam says, and the Mechav quotes it here, that you're not allowed to, there's an Issa of Tainus and Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah. What's the basis for it? So I went to Rav Soloveitchik and said, yes, the basis, he quoted his uncle, the Briskalov, based on the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam said, Lashon HaCheres, Kvam V'Asom Yom Tov V'Hal Baido, the Brice and Shabbos. The Gemara says, the next year they set up Chanukah as a Yom Tov V'Hal Baido. So there's a big machlokes there between all the Rishonim and the Rambam. The Rambam says in his, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chanukah, that V'Simcha V'Hal. The Rambam speaks about Yemei Simcha V'Hal. Where did the Rambam get Yemei Simcha on Chanukah? Because we eat latkes, because we have cheese sandwiches. So where's the mitzvah of Simcha? The answer is, as the Briskov, the answer is there's an Isser of Hesped the Tainus on Chanukah. It's based on the Gemara Shoshana with reference to Megillas Tainus. But anyway, there's an Isser of Hesped the Tainus. So it could be, as Solveig suggested, the same thing applies also on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it means when we say there's an Isser of Tainus in the Raisa of Rosh Chodesh. It comes from the fact that there's an Isser of Hesped on Rosh Chodesh. That's exactly the same disorder as the Isser of Chanukah. Also, Chidushim Gedolim is my personal opinion. But anyway, we're trying to figure out where it comes from. Where this, shall we say, whatever element of Issa B'Tainus is, where it comes from in Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why I say that, because now we come to the next idea. Mitzvah Laharis B'Sidras Rosh Chodesh. Where does that come from? Mishnah Berurah points out right away, in Tough Your Test. Mishnah Berurah says, there's no Chiv. Gemara says in Brachas, that's not test. Yibay Yachin, Yibay Yachin. That's generally the criteria. The criteria always in Kala Torah Kula, for when you have to go back, if you forget the Haskara, because Samozin, is there a Chiv to have a Suda or not? Is there a Chiv to have a Suda Rosh Chodesh? Gemara said, Beferish, there's no Chiv to have a Suda Rosh Chodesh. Yibay Yachid, Yibay Yachil. Yet the Mishnah Berurah and the Chabad says, Mitzvah Harvest to Suda Rosh Chodesh. The Berurah explains, even though there's no Chiv, but Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Makom, HaMotzi Al Suda Rosh Chodesh, V'Aichel V'Sheisev V'Betom, HaRezim V'Shubach. That's why Rabbi Olshin announced that tomorrow we're going to have a festive breakfast. Well, in the time, this is Mechavim Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on a psikta. This is a very important psikta. My Rabbi used to mention this, especially those that when I was in day school. My father, Shalom, actually used to, on Rosh Chodesh, he would give a present to the Rebbe, every Rosh Chodesh. That's what I remember. I used to bring a present to the Rebbe. It wasn't exactly, I think, the most magnanimous gesture, but it was a, shall we say, a small, nominal kind of present based on a psikta.
Apple?
I'm sorry?
An apple?
The Brewer calls the Psikta. Called this the next Shalom Tzuvanov, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. This is also Gemara Beitza. Gemara Beitza is slightly different Nusach, but the Psikta that the Mishnah Brewer quotes, that all your Mizonos are already Kotsav, Means Hashem actually decides in Rosh Hashanah what exactly is going to be your allotment for the year in terms of Parnasa. Chutz, with the exception of what you spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's also my service and my family to spend a lot of money for Shabbos and Yom Tov based on this particular, based on the Gemara Beitza. And the Gemara says in Beitza something else. The Gemara says in Beitza, the Chutz, also what you're going to spend for Chinuch, for the Chinuch of your children. That's also included, shall we say, in the allotment. And here the Pesikta adds, Chutz in Mashalotzi b'Shabbos and Yom Tov b'Rosh HaChadoshim b'Chol HaMoy, u'Masha HaTinochos Molik in the Beis Rabban. What's that? What the Tinochos bring to the house of their Rebbe. There it says in the Pesikta, in Mosif, Mosif Elov. If you add, Hashem will give you more. If you detract, diminish, you'll get less. So what does that mean? Masha Tinochos Molichim. So the Rabbi Chaver and Beis Yosef writes, he said that refers to Schar Limud, refers to tuition. So the more tuition you pay, the more you'll get it back. That's what my Rebbe used to say, especially usually the Menalim of the yeshivas I was involved in. But the Bach said that this goes on Rosh Chodesh. The Bach said this particular is going on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains Vakabana, Al Masha Nanogim Lishlach, I Nik Tinogus Mo Shem Rosh Chodesh to Rabba. That's what my father used to say, money. My father said money every Rosh Chodesh. I used to carry it starting when I was in the first grade. Rabbi Reichman. Carried money to the Rebbe every Rosh Chodesh. V'dayim l'chakim v'birim v'izah. Anyway, chas v'shol. V'eim l'vata l'amino. The Mishnah Berurah says...
Besides the tuition.
What?
Besides
the tuition, correct, of course. V'eim l'vata l'amino. This minute should not be bottle. That one should actually... And then, I just want to comment on the other thing that follows upon the heels of this, and that is, the second thing which is, mitzvah l'harbas mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. And ba'dafka ba'yom, as opposed to ba'layla, Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes in the Achronim the following statement: "V'avadakta ginoagim kshechal Rosh Chodesh b'chol." Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week. Tomorrow, osin machal echad yosef b'chol ayam l'chlav Rosh Chodesh. You're supposed to add my family also. That's a tradition to add one machal over and above that which you have every day l'chlav Rosh Chodesh.
Add one what?
Add one food item.
More eggs.
Machal. One machal. או משקיע אחד יותר, זה גם כבסדר, כך שמעתם מהרב, מהרב סוף, כמה פעמים, you could either add the מאכל or a משקיע, something different, which in effect is to, he points out, ושאכל בשבס, Mishnah Berurah says, זה ראשון שמולת על השבס, עושים מאכל אחד יותר, ממה שנוגעים בכל השבסוס. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, over and above that which I have for Shabbos, I should add another מאכל, כדי שיהיה ניכר כבוד של ראש חודש. So this will be apparently, you see, a very fascinating inyan of mitzvah l'harbas v'sirah Rosh Chodesh, and this is mentioned, I think, there are those who have a dakdek to even eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. There's no chiyuv in general, whenever there's a din of sudah, because here he speaks about sudah Rosh Chodesh, and the makor, of course, is Tanakh. The makor of sudah Rosh Chodesh is found by David HaMelech, and Yonasan, and Shaul, Kayadua. There's a lot to talk about that in terms of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, at both days the Raisa, there's one day the Rabbanim, the second day the Raisa, all discussion among the Rishonim. We showed him on the spot. The Radak and others actually point at this issue. But there is an inyan of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Generally, when there's a din of Suda, usually there's a lach of Pas. Purim is a din of Sudas Purim. Is there a chiyuv Pas of Purim? The answer is Machlokas. Anytime there's an inyan of Suda and you ask, is there a chiyuv of Pas? The answer is Machlokas. Here also, Jews love Machlokas, Baruch Hashem. And so here also you have a similar kind of discussion in the Poskim with reference to the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah also refers to a minute which is very common. I actually tried to introduce it to my shul, and I was unsuccessful. Namely, Yom Kippur Kotten. Among the many things I tried to introduce to my shul, not always have I been successful. If I were there, probably I'd be able to introduce it. No questions, but I get a minion. Erev Rosh Chodesh, as you know, is termed Yom Kippur Kotten. It's a time on the custom. Many people actually fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. My father, for sure, used to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And based on this concept of Yom Kippur Kotten, and it's based on the Gemara Chulin, which is you'll have to discuss with Rabbi Elsher Shlita. I'm sure you have a mahalach in this Gemara. But the Gemara discusses a very Rashi quotes in the Chumash. Actually, I wrote down the Rashi. There's a stira in Pesukim, Kayadua, beginning of Sefer Bereishis. First, the pasuk says, "Vayasel Elokim b'shnei ha'maros hagdolim." Speaks of the two luminous bodies, the sun and the moon. And the other pasuk says, "Amor hagadol and amor hakatan." Somehow, one body is described as being large, the other one is described as being small. So the Gemara asks, is a stira? So of course the answer is that there was apparently the Areach complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivana Shalom Efshel, the Shnei Melachim, Sheishtam Shum Kesev Echa. Can two kings, shall we say, Are they able to reign simultaneously, two malachim at the same time? So the Almighty said to Yerech, "Lechi umati et atzmech." Because of that, you have to diminish your size. So Omar, so she said before the Baruch Shalom, "Hol v'amati l'fanecha dava hogun." She said a good svara, "Amit es atzmi, I should be punished. It's not fair." So Omar la, "Lechi mishol b'yom v'alayla." You'll have dominion both by day and night, the moon that is. Omar le, "My revusa." The Gemara says, "The shvagim b'tiara b'mahani." Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara, but at the end of this Gemara, the Gemara says, "Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu," the whole dialogue, "Heviu kapara alay al shemiyat yisayerech." The Baruch Hu requires kapara. What is the pshat in this Gemara? Okay, this needs a lot of attention. Whatever the case is, there is a notion of Yom Kippur cut because of that. But nothing we say in the Tzilah Mashkodesh, Rosh Hashanah Shemiyamcha Masata, Zman
kapara
lechol tovdosim. Mashkodesh is a time designated for tshuva. It's a mini version of Yom Kippur. As a matter of fact, both Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur and Bakul, they have a common name. What name is that? Yom HaZikaron. That's a name which is given both to Uviyom Simchaschem Vadech Vashech Hatshechem Uskatem Vachatzot Tzazal Vasechem Vazit Hashalechem Vayu Lachem Vizikaron Vatnei Elokechem Ani Hashem Elokechem. That refers to Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Kippur is also called Yom HaZikaron. The fact of the matter is, in Israel Soloveitchik, his whole thesis, which is very famous, he used to point out there are three major parashas of Chumash that deal with Yom Kippur. There are more than three, but there are three major ones. And the major ones are Emor. We discussed it many times. Emor is the parashas of Modin, the Mishnah, the end of Megillah. Second parasha is
Bamidbar.
Which one? Bamidbar. That's correct. That deals with the aspect of Karban Musav, right? And the third is Parasha Re, that talks about the mitzvah of Leila Vegel. The Rav, I mentioned this many times. Av Salvejim met the Torah Tamima when he was 7 years old, and the Torah Tamima asked him. He has the kasha twice. He has in his autobiography, the Kor Baruch, he also has in the Torah Tamima, Al Torah, he asked the Rav, why is it that we don't say for each Yom Tov we should identify each Yom Tov separately? We say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmani, for all the three Yom Tovim. Shouldn't we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaPesach, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaSukkos, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaShavuot? Should each one be identified individually? Why do we have this universal kind of bracha for all three? Rav Salvechik answered him on the spot. He told him because there are three parshas in Chumash that deal with Yom Tov. Mapping the Shvanesu of Yom Tov, how many times do we mention the idea of Yom Tov? Three times. The first time we mention corresponds to Emor, Batitlan Hashem Okin Biyava, Yom X, whatever it is. Second time we mention the context of Wad Nechata Einu, we mention the Karban Musav. The third time, Hasienu, we also mention the context of Adil Avegel. As far as the din of going up to Yerushalayim, the thrice annual year pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, that's the third time it's mentioned. So as Alechi said, with reference to the first and the second, each of the Yom Tovim are different. Namely, when we talk about the mitzvayim of each Yom Tov, are they different? Each one has its own mitzvah, its own tarikh, its own calendar date, its own element of Mikra Kodesh. When it comes to the Karban Musav, each Karban Musav is different. But when it comes to the third element of Yom Tov, the Gemara says, "Kol amayim hukshu zel hazeh." They all compare one to the other. So regarding that element, the third element, they're all really bound together. Mapping Sukkot is the Yom Tov that really is the major pronounced element of Simchas found by Yom Tov Sukkot. All the other Moadim are Hukash to Sukkot. So therefore, since the Dinam Mein Chasima, Samad Chasima, since we relate to this third element, there's a Din that supposed to mention the idea that's going to be found in the Bracha, right before the Bracha. And in the Bracha, so here regarding this element, they're all alike, they're all common. And therefore, the bracha is the guy of Azmanim, as opposed to the guy of Chag HaPesach. That's what he said when he was 7 years old, he said. And then later on, he said a long shir to explain exactly what he had in mind. The reason why I'm mentioning this now, because Rosh Chodesh, where is Rosh Chodesh found in any of these three parshas? Is Rosh Chodesh found in Emor?
No.
No. So it has obviously no Kedush Sayom, doesn't belong in the parsha of Moadim. Is Rosh Chodesh found in the parsha of Berei?
Yeah. No, no.
Is there mitzvah aliyah the regular Rosh Chodesh? We'll talk about it in a moment. But whatever the case is, there's Pashas, there's no mitzvah of aliyah the regular Rosh Chodesh. And is Rosh Chodesh found in the Pasha of Pinchas? The answer is yes, we have Rosh Chodesh. That's also a discussion here in Shulchan Aruch, Mahalom Shabbat Shmuel, the Gemara Megillah, how exactly go about reading it. There are those who follow Minhag Yagra and read it somewhat differently. But anyway, whatever the case is, its only appearance is in Pinchas in the context of the Karban Musav. So that seems to be, the Pasha says, Osirei Chatas. The Chapeh Badam refers to the Musav Rosh Chodesh. So here's the element that's mentioned: Yom Kippur Kodem Heviu Kafar Alai Al Shemiyat Yisayirach. Okay, maybe I'll mention one more thing. There's a few more minutes, because otherwise we'll miss the Rebbe. Anyway, so the there is a Gemara in Bava Tzia, and since we're learning Bava Tzia, I will just refer you to that Gemara if I can find it. The Gemara says, I'm not going to get to it yet. The truth is, there are many, many Dibri Agon and Bamitzia that are well worth examining very carefully. And one of the Gemaras is actually exactly this Gemara. This is based on a pasuk in Tanakh that we're all familiar with. That the pasuk says in Tanakh, V'hoya v'dei chodesh v'chodsho, v'dei Shabbos v'shabbato, yavo kol basar, v'yishtak v'zofonai, omer Hashem. No, I don't have time to discuss it. Maybe I will leave it between them. The pasuk seems to be mashma, there's a din of aliyah levag na Rosh Chodesh.
The bracha of, so you mentioned before the bracha of Hala, the minig agra,
so
not to say.
What my rabbeim were knowing, not all of them, some of them were knowing the following. They asked the Shia Tzibah to be Motzimim in the bracha of Hala. That I saw myself, I saw our salvation. He was knowing like that, I saw him in Boston a number of times. I saw Avraham Lichtenstein, was also knowing like that. And another rabbi of mine also, Falman Agra, was also knowing to ask the Shia Tzibah to be Motzimim in the Hala. Because there's a question whether you make a bracha on halal, the chatzai halal of mina, that's the issue. You make a bracha on mina, that's the subject of the Tesis in Masechta Sukkah. There's a very beautiful discussion of this in the Rishima Shiurim of Rabbi Reichman from Rav Soloveitchik, and the Machlokes Tesis in the Rambam is also a long brisk rav on this very famous piece on this whole issue about making a bracha on the mina. Yeah.
If you're the
Shiat Tzibur. If I'm the Shiat Tzibur, I make a bracha. Okay. I think I have no choice. Mitzad ma, mitzad lois is going to do.